Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Aleph. We're going to start right from the Mishnah on Tzadik Amid Beis, because right after the Mishnah we have a lengthy Braisa, which begins right after Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, and which ends here towards the bottom of Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph. It's all quite straightforward. The Gemara is bringing many, many psukim and explaining what the purpose of each pasuk and each word in the pasuk. So let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim we've had many times in our Mesechta. That was a Karmen Mincha that was brought together with Shemen, Mincha and Shemen together, and together with Yayin. Every time that you brought a Karmen Oila and a Karmen Shlomim, whether it was brought B'Tzibor or brought B'Yachid, every Oila and every Shlomim requires this additional accessory known as the Minchas Nesachim. And our Mishnah now tells us specifically. The Mishnah starts off very, very broadly. Every one of them. But now you'll see a major, major list of exceptions. Chutz, Merabchor, Via Maser, Via Pesach, Via Chatos, Via Osham. None of those require Minchas Nesachim. So what do we have left? We have left an Oila and a Shlamim. And then the Mishnah tells us, oh, by the way, there are two exceptions to the rule in the Chatos and the Oshem category. Elish Chatos, a Shul Metzoyra. The Ashamai to Unin Nesachim. A Metzoyra, part of his purification process, to be able to return to the ranks, rank and file of Klal Yisrael. He's been Mishtaleh Chutz L'Sholish Machanois, to be able to be back into circulation with everybody else. He has to bring three Karbanois, among them a Karban Chattas and a Karban Oshem. Those do require Nesachim. So bottom line, which Karbanois require Nesachim? Every Oila, every Shlomim, as well as a Chattas and an Oshem of a Mitzayim. Why, when, where? That's all based on Sukkim, Zokti Yomara Tanur Rabbanim. Now this pasuk is the key pasuk for Hilchos Minchas Nesachim. This is a pasuk which is in Parsha Shlach. If you have the Torah or Hashalem, either number one or Aleph, every time you bring a korban, meaning the oilo or the shlamim, says the pasuk, Vasisim isha l'Hashem oilo izevach. You're bringing your oilo or zevach, zevach here meaning shlamim, lefali neder oinid bin dava. Neder nedava. Oy be moyadeichem or nyomtiv lasis reich nichoyach l'Hashem min habokar oy min hatzoin. So you're doing any one of the foregoing. Then the next psukim continue on, and then you have to go and bring together with it a minchas nesachim. What exactly is a minchas nesachim? We've gone through this a number of times, but vis-a-vis the mincha aspect, it depends on the behemah. Shloish esroinim the part. Shnei Yisroim L'Oil, Nisorin Echad, L'Kiveso Echad. Okay, so 3, 2, and 1, depending on Bokar and Ayil, and then a Keves. Furthermore, that's vis-a-vis the Mincha part of it. What about the Shemen and the Yayin part? Well, it's easy because both of them are exactly the same. As far as both the Yayin, which is also brought at the same time, but it's not mixed in together with a Mincha, as well as the Shemen, which is mixed in with a mincha, it says in the pasuk, chat chatzi hahin yel apar, shlishes hahin la ayil, or avias hahin la keves. How much is that in practical terms? So you remember we had already yesterday, 2 days ago, that a hin is 12 lugin altogether, so chatzi hahin means 6 lugin, a avias hahin, a shlishes hahin is 4 lugin, and avias hahin is 3 lugin altogether. Okay. So you're bringing that together with all of these kabbanis listed in the pasuk. The oila izevach chafali neder ayven dava ayven mayadech. So explains now the gemara. Tan rabban vasisim isha lahashem. We left out conveniently the word oila because we want to darshan it. Vasisim isha lahashem yachol kol oila isha mitonos nesachim afilu mincha. If the pasuk would end over there, Vasisim Isha Lashem, that means anything that you put on the Isha. Isha means on the Mizbeach. Requires Nesachim. I would think even a Mincha, because you put every Mincha, you have the Kmitza that you put on the Mizbeach, and there are three Menachas where you put the entire Mincha. Which Menachas are that? You have the Minchas Koyin, you have the Minchas Chavitin of the Koyin Godel, as well as the Minchas Nesachim that we're talking about over here. So each one of them is oila li'ishim, goes on the mizbech. So I would think every one of them requires an additional minchas nesachim. Not only behemoth, but a fellow mincha. In other words, when you're bringing your korban mincha, minchas soydes, minchas marcheshes, minchas machvas, then in addition to that, you have to go and bring a minchas nesachim. See, in fact, you have to bring two menachos. So I might have thought, no. Only vasisim isha l'Hashem, oila. Only another. In other words, only a behemoth, and not a mincha. How do I know shlomim? So far, I only have in the pasuk. I only have oila. Tamaloyim, it says oila oy zavach. Oh, so zavach includes a shlom. Toid minayin. How do I know a carbon toida? The Gemara shayla on the surface is shver, because every toida is a shtik shlomim. What do I even need a special drasha? What do I need a special drasha for zavach? So Mitzvah Gemara is going to address that on the Amud Aleph. But in the meantime, we now know oila so far. Zevach includes a shlomim, and since it says oila oi zevach, toida minayin, tam loimer, the oi zevach, the oi comes to include as well the toida. So we've covered now the oila and the shlomim and the toida. Yochash imar ba'afachor u'masur u'pesav chatzas yosham. Maybe these should also require a minchas esachim. Well, we know from our Mishnah they do not, because the Mishnah said very clearly, chutz, excluded. I would have thought maybe they are included. That's why the pasuk continues on. All of those that we just enumerated are all chayvos. A person has a bechor born to his flock. You have the maser behaima, the tenth animal that was born to his flock that year. Or it's Korban Pesach. Everybody in Klal Yisrael mechuyav the Korban Pesach. A chatas. Every time you do it, a lav sheyesh by koras, you got to bring a chatas. The asham, if you have a situation of asham me'ilois, asham gezeilis, asham shefcharufa, all of these are choyvois. None of them are ba b'neder or nedava. So therefore, they're all potter, they're off the hook for the din of minchas esachim. Is ba b'neder nedava toin esachim, shein ba b'neder nedava ein toin esachim. So tomar mashma lahitzias elu, I would think, yes, I have to exclude all of the foregoing because they are not brought b'nei nedavos. But uitzias choyves habois machmas haregel beregel. Since we're saying that you're only including in minchas esachim nidorim and nedavos, nothing which is a choyva, so maybe I should exclude other types of choyva habois machmas haregel beregel. Every single yontav, you have to have two major choyvos. Which choyvos do you have to bring? Umayninu oilas re'iya, right? It says in the pasuk shel shvamam mishana yeroa kol zechurcha yeroa. That's the lashon of re'iya. Es penei Hashem le'gacha, and it says le'yeroa ponai reikam. You gotta bring your oilas re'iya. First mishnah in Masechtas Chagiga. You also have to bring your shalmei chagiga so that you can go and celebrate the chag with your family. Okay, so those are required. Oh, you just said now it has to be neder nedava. These are not neder nedava. These are choyvos. Tamaloyim, that's why it says in the pasuk, oy b'moyadeichem. Those kabbonis that you bring b'moyad, those are an exception to the rule vis-a-vis choyvos. Yes, with your oilas re'iya. Shalmi chagiga, you do have to go and bring minchas nesachim. Okay, so far so good. We had vasisim isha l'Hashem, oila, you gotta bring your korban minchas esachim with your oila, the zevach with your shlomim, the oi with your toida, lefali neda oim v'nedava, we exclude all of those listed in the Mishnah, oim v'mayadechem, which you have to bring if it happens to be an oila or shlomim, which is tied to the yontif, and even though that's a choiva, but the Torah says v'mayadechem. Kol habom and then come to nisach. So you more mashma or mashma right? The mashma lahovi is el. What about obviously irechatos? Hoyul boim bechoyva beregel. Every single yontif, we always bring a korban soir. Always says if you listen carefully to the laning maftir of every single yontif, we always say at the end either usir izim echad chatos, or sometimes we say usir chatos echad. You always have to bring a soir, the soir beregel. Why do you bring this Irim Beregel? We've had this earlier in Masechet Shavuos, no? What would he bring this Irim Beregel? Because he had the Tumah Betchilah, you had the Yediyah Betchilah, Yediyah Basav, you didn't have Yediyah Betchilah or Basav. We had the whole discussion over there. Anyway, Izachvaita, that's Moyadechem. You should have to bring with that Karmchatas a Minchas Nesachim, Tamaloimar. That's why we have another Pasik. Now, where is this Pasik located? Also in the same parish of Shalach. It's a couple of psukim later, and it says V'chisas ben Bokar. What's the full pasuk V'chisas ben Bokar? Oy lo izevach lafale neder oy shlomim lahashem. And the next pasuk tells you that you have to go and bring a mincha of three esroinim, etc. So Gemara, why does it say this pasuk V'chisas ben Bokar? Didn't we have this already in the earlier pasuk? Ben Bokar Bechlal Hoya. Where was Bechlal? If you go back to the first Pasik, which we had in Perik Tezvav, Pasik Gimel, Ois Aleph, here in the Torah, Ora Shalem, it says, Lasa Shecheich Reich Nechoich Lashem, Minabokar, Oy Minatayim, it's already covered Minabokar. Why do I have a separate Pasik for Chisasa, Ben Bokar? Oh, Lami Yatsa, Lahakish Elof, Ma Ben Bokar Miyuchad, Ba ben neder dava afkol ba ben neder dava, and that comes to exclude this soir, which is not ba ben neder dava. Even though it comes b'moyed, but the extra ben bakar says we exclude among the moyadim the seir chatas, not included. You do not have to bring a minchas. So
this musaf, this seir from the musaf, this is an olor chatas. Forgive me, remind me. Is a.
Let's think about it. Says in the pasuk either seir chatas echad or seir izim echad
chatas.
Always a chatas.
It's always chatas. So
why would you have to bring it? What was the svara? Because we just said moyadechem.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. So I would have thought that's why I have to ben bakar. Says no. Just like that, bob ben einer redova. Avkol bob ben einer redova. Now let's back. We're back to our first pasuk again. After miyadechem, la'asis reich nichoich la'Hashem in a bokor oymin hatzoyin. What does that come to tell you? Matam olayma. Lafish enemer oyla shemian yafilo oyla so oif b'mashma. After all, you can bring an oyla so oif. You don't have to bring an oylas behema. That being the case, maybe there too. Since we said that every oyla and every shlomim has to have a minchas esochem, maybe an oyla so oif also requires a minchas esochem. Tam olayma. That's why the pasuk has to repeat nine. Min habakar oy min hatzoin divrei Reb Yoshia. So we have done a pretty good job in comprehensively examining virtually every word in our first pasuk over there. Vasisim isha l'Hashem. Don't think anything which is oil isham. It's got to be dafkan oila, or a zevach which is a shlamim, or an oy which is a toida. V'falei neder oy min adovah, coming to exclude that long list in our mishnah: the bchor, the masa, the pesach, the chatas, and the osham. However, oy b'madeichem, if it's a private oylas re'iyah and shalmi chagiga that you bring b'moyed, there too you have to have minchas esachim. Why, maybe you have to bring also on the so early yontif, the sor chatos. No, for that I have another posik. That's number two, or beis. And finally, the posik ends off, menabokar oy menatayin, to exclude a korban oy lasu oif. That's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia oime ein etzorach. I don't need this final limud of Rabbi Yoshia to exclude the oy lasu oif. Why not? So there, Hari Oymet says in the Pasuk, as we started off, Oyla Oy Zevach, V'Oyf Ein Zevach. Oyla and Zevach, by definition, are both behemoths, and Oyf is not a Zevach. Zevach, in broader terminology, means Shechita. Oyf, there is no Shechita. We have the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim, Shenizbechu Shaloy Lishman. What's the Taitch of Nizbechu? It means Shechita. Toysa says it's not only Shechita. The other three as well. But the word nizbechu in this connection means shchita. Or if there is no shchita involved, you do malika. And therefore, I don't need the posik of the menabokar or menatzoin to exclude the oif. Faitimon came out of menabokar menatzoin. So what do I use it for? Levishanemar, odom kiakram yikem karban lashem. This is a posik at the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra. In fact, it's the first posik right after Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar. Then it continues on. Odom ki yakram ikem, karmel Hashem, min abheima, etc. We have that in Ois Gimel. Tabu b'nei Yisov, yamat aleim, odom ki yakram ikem, karmel Hashem, min abheima, min abokar, min atzoin, takrivo es karbanchem. And the next passage after that, it says, oyle karboni min abokar, zocher tomim yakrivenu. Ah, by the way, I said, v'yidab Hashem Moshe leim, of course, beginning by Yikra, v'yikra al Moshe with a small aleph, v'yidab Hashem elam, v'yol moed leima, yeah, etc. Anyway, it says, Odom ki yakri v'kem, kom l'ashem, and abheim, and abokam, and tzoyin, takrivis kotmanchem. Yochel ho'imer harei olai oyla, since the next pasuk says, im oyla karbonim, and abokar, so this is all talking about Oila, I would think you have a Mishnayim. After all, it says in the Pasuk, he decided to go and bring Min HaBehema, Odom Kiyak Mikem Karm Lashem. Min HaBehema, I would think Min HaBehema, Kolin, Min HaBakar, Min HaTzayin, Tekriv HaBan, you have to go and bring both a Bakar and a Tzayin. Tamaloyim, that's why our Pasuk over here, when we're talking about the Minchas HaSach, when it's Min HaBakar, Oy Min HaTzayin, Ratze Echad, maybe, Ratze Shnayim, maybe. You want to go and bring a behemoth to the Rabbeinu Shalom for a carbon? Sure. You don't have to bring two. You want to bring two? Give them type. But if you want to bring one, that is sufficient. So that's what the Bakar Oyimin HaTzayin comes to tell you. Now the Gemara says that it's remarkable that this drasha is the drasha of Rabbi Yonison, because Rabbi Yonison normally doesn't need an oy to go and differentiate between one and the other, because Rabbi Yonison lamalikra ha'omar achiyif l'cha akosav yachtav. Now what is this Rabbi Yonison we're talking about? So this is a very famous chazal, which we have a number of times in Shas, which deals with the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, and the reverse side, the mirror image, where unfortunately someone is not being mechabed his parents, but rather in Parashas Kedoshim it says, ish, ish, ki yekalel oviv v'es imoy mois yumas, oviv v'imoy kilel dom of boy. So it starts off the pasuk, ish, ish, ki yekalel es oviv v'es imoy mois yumas. Literally, the pasuk sounds like to get misa, you'd have to be a machmir. You'd have to be mekal both Ovid, v'es imoy. If you're a mekal and you're only cursing one of the two, not a nice thing to do. But maybe then there's no din of misa. Maybe only ishikal es ovid v'es imoy. Says Rabbi Yonison, no, 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 no. He says achir v'lcha kosev yachtav. Anytime the Torah says v'es or v, don't automatically think of it as being and. Think of it as, in English, you have the and slash or. So it sometimes can be and, sometimes can be or. When does the Torah mean and, dafket, muzain, and, if you have the pasuk saying yachtav? Where do you have the pasuk saying yachtav? By kilayim, by shor v'chamar. Leisachroish b'shor u'v'chamar yachtav. Why do you have to say yachtav? You should say leisachroish b'shor u'v'chamar. Says Rabbi Yonison, because if we wouldn't say yachtav, I could have read this to mean you're not allowed to do a plowing with a shor, comma, semicolon, and you're not allowed to go and do a plowing with a chamar. Lav dafka together. Leisach b'shor or b'chamar. Either one. How are you going to do harisha in your field is going to be very difficult, because these are the major plowing animals. But presumably, maybe you can adapt a sus. Maybe you can adapt other animals to do the work. But that is if we would just say leisachresh b'shor over chamar. By the fact that it says yachnov, it tells us no, the iser is only together as one. That's an iser kilai. Fine. So now getting back to the din of the imoy, ish ish ki yekalis oviv v'es imoy. No, v'es imoy doesn't mean both of them together, because if meant together, then would say ish ish ki yekalis oviv v'es imoy yachnov. By the fact that it leaves out yachnov, that means automatically that it's or. It doesn't have to be. And so therefore, Rabbi Yonison Lamalikra, why do I need a pasuk over here to go and say Minabakar in Minatzain? To tell you that when it says in the original pasuk back in the beginning of a Yikra, Adam Kiakram Ikem Karban Lashem Minabahim Minabakar O Minatzain, I might have thought you have to dafka bring both. Why would I have thought you have to bring? It doesn't say Yachtov, it just says Minabakar U Minatzain. So therefore, automatically I know it means one or the other. What do I need a new limud for? Rabbi Yonison Lamalikra. Ha'amad shi'if l'cha ha'kosev yachtav. There's more itzrach. So, k'day t'chem min ha'hoyil. Uksiv u min ha'tzoyin. K'man d'chsev yachtav dami. Since it says u min ha'tzoyin. So I would have thought that that's deemed to be like yachtav. K'mash malon, it's not yachtav. That's why I have the other pasuk. Men ha'bakar oi min ha'tzoyin. Not together, even one alone. There's a minchas ha'sachm. Why? Because of Umin Atzoin do I say that this command is of Yachtav Dami? That begs the question by the din of Kilas of the Imai. It also says Ish Ishki Akalis of V.S. Imai. So Ibazoi, why don't you say command of Yachtav Dami? So Rashi Xavyad here on the bottom says a pshat, but it's not easy to follow that pshat in terms of how is this, at least for me it wasn't. If you look at the Rashi starts Solkadai Techamina, the last three letters here on the Amud, then in many Gemaras, this Rashi here at the top continues still here on the Amud Beis, and my Gemara continues here on the top of the Amud Aleph. What does it say? Skip to the next one. Hoyul Dechsiv, the Vayikra. Right? Everybody have the Hoyul Dechsiv. It could be on the bottom of your Amid Beis. It could be on the top of your Amid Aleph, depending on the drick, the printing of your Gemara. Hoyul Dechsiv, the Vayikra, Uminatzoin. Kimin the Havale Lemichtav, Minatzoin. Uksiv, Umin. Kemoy Dechsiv, Yachtav Dami. It could have said just, being so foolish. I'm reading from the Rashi Ksav Yad to the Rashi on top. It's the Rashi here on the bottom. All right. The Kim and the Shani Kra. Going back to the Rashi down below. Here and get it, Rashi Ksav Yad. I'm not looking at the regular Rashi, I'm looking at the Rashi Ksav Yad. So what does Rashi Ksav Yad say? Sokadai to Chemena Hoyu Ksiv Bivayikra Umin Hatsoim. The Kim and the Shani Kra Bidibura. Since the Torah changes its Dibur. Why? The Ksiv Min HaBakar. Umin Hatsoim. I would think it means taka both min habakar u min atzoyin. Why min gabi bakar ksiv min the gabi tzoyin dechsiv ksiv u min mash madavke nokat gabi bakar mishum dleferushim min a behema asa. So on the surface, what Rashi is saying at the moment makes a lot of sense. The pasuk begins adam ki akru mikem karmel Hashem. You want to bring a carbon min a behema. You want to bring it from behema min a bakar. The pasuk could have said, like it says, min habehema, min habakar. Why couldn't it say min habehema, min habakar, min atzayin, takrivis kobanchem? By the fact that it says, min atzayin, it's as if it says, yachtav. However, Rashi himself is now going to point out that leaving out that vav would not really be that easy to understand. In other words, before we look at the Rashi, just going back to the pasuk. Adam ki akru mikem karmel Hashem. You want to bring a karmel Hashem, you can bring a min habehema. Which behemas? Min habakar, kama, u min atzayin, or from tzayin. You don't really need the vav. If you were able to put a kama in the Sefer Torah, you would say, what type of behema? Min habakar, from oxen, from the cow family. Min atzayin, or from the tzayin family. Why does that say, u min atzayin? So that's why the Gemara says, and hamin, I would have thought, it's like yachtov, that you have to bring both bakar v'tzayin. But Rashi is now explaining why the min habakar doesn't have a vav and why umin atzayin does have a vav. And it's all very straightforward. Because when we start off, you want to bring a korban min habahayma, which one would you bring? You wouldn't bring umin habakar. The Torah is telling us min habahayma colon. Later on, a few psukim later, the Torah says vim oif korbanai min ha'oilo, oif. So it talks about oif later on. So here we're talking about mina behema, colon, which type of behemoth, mina bakar, or mina tzayin. Why did it say umina tzayin? So getting back now to Rashi Ksav Yad down the bottom here, was doctor, since the gabi tzayin siv umin, mash medavke nokat gabi bakar, mishum del ferushe min ha behema, osa, since the mina bakar is just explaining which behema we're talking about, I'll tell you which behema. Therefore, ksiv min, which behema? Min habakar. Ve'gabi tzoyin lo yisufei ksiv, and the tzoyin comes to add on, and therefore it says umin with a vav. So hachi k'omar. Now that we have the pasuk straight in our minds, min habehema, min habakar, umin atzoyin, I would think mize echad yavi. I have to go and bring one bakar and one tzoyin. Every time I say I'm bringing upon myself, I take upon myself, hari olai neder, to bring a behaima, by definition I have to bring min habakar umin atzoyin. Ukiman dechsiv yachtav dami. It's as if it says in the word yachtav. Why? Rashi just explained. The reason why it says min habakar is to explain what the behaima is. Or, again, according to Rabbi Yonasan, that unless it says the word yachtav, it means either or. Okay, so it's either bringing a bakar, or bringing min atzayin. The fact that it says the vav is no different than kabbalis avicha v'es imecha. So, Toisus at the top is not happy with the Rashi, and therefore Toisus says the Rai is not so much min a bakar, v'mtai, o min atzayin, but rather, if you look at the third line of the top, Toisus, m'loy ksiv min habakar v'hatzayin. Mash mash neim to aslafarish me is a behema min habakar u min atzayin mize echad u mize echad. In other words, it could have said in the Torah, you want to bring min habehema, bring min habakar v'atzayin. Which type min habakar u min hatzayin? That u min says Toisus is the equivalent of yachtav. It's now that I have a yachtav, I would think you'd have to bring two. That's why the other pasuk says min habakar u min hatzayin, One is enough. You don't need two. Okay. Right to Rabbi Yoshia, second line from the top. The Amar Afagav the Loiksev Yachdov, Kimandach Sev Yachdov Dami Liboy Kro. So Rabbi Yoshia is the one that argues with Rabbi Yonis and Lagabe the din of Killas of the Imai, and he says Rabbi Yonison has a very good point. Theoretically, ish ki akalis of yes imay mois yumos chas shalom, you would only be over if you are mekalel both of them. How do you know that if you mekalel only one of them, you also get din of misa? Because the pasuk continues on of the imay kila el dam of boy. Why does the pasuk have to repeat of the imay kila? If I was listening carefully to the lightning and I wasn't talking, then I heard ish ishki akalis of yes imay mois yumos. Why do I have to repeat of the imay kila? Then Chazal, since in the first half of the pasuk it says the klola next to the aviv, ish ishki akal es aviv yesima. The second part of the pasuk says of the imay kila, so the kila is next to the imay. comes to tell you either or, either aviv or imay. Ah, but otherwise, if it wouldn't have that repetition at the end of the pasuk of the imay kilel, einachanami, I would say taki yachdav. You're only chayiv misa if a person chas shalom is mekal both of them. Well, Rabbi Yoshi, the Amar Afagav the Loiksev Yachdav, commander Sev Yachdav Dami Liboy Kro. What does he do? He also needs a pasuk to go and tell you that it's one or the other. So, how does he learn his din? So you're going to tell me he's also learning from Minabakar Minatzoin. He already used the Minabakar Minatzoin before to go and exclude the Oilas Hu Oif. So that being the case, how does he know this din that you don't have to go and bring a Minchas Esachim only when you bring two Kabbalas, but even when you bring only one carbon? And for that matter, if you take upon yourself a neder to bring a carbon Minah Behema, you only have to bring one carbon, you don't have to bring two Kabbalas. How does he know that? Meaning, if you continue on in Parshas Vayikra, after we started off that first introductory pasuk that we just are talking about, Tabam Neisrael, the Amar Toleim, Odom Kiyak Mekem, Karmel Hashem, bring a karmel a behemah, min a bokar, min a toin, takrivu. Oh, what's the next pasuk after that? Im oyle karboni min a bokar, zochatomi yakrivenu. You want to bring min a bokar? These are the rules. Skip another seven psukim. The menatzoyin karbonai min haksofim. Oh, menaksofim isn't lo oyle dochatomi yakrivenu. So I don't need to build into that first pasuk. I can see from the flow of the other psukim that when it says min a behemah, min a bokar, u min a tzayin, it doesn't mean they have to bring two. Come on, don't be silly. You don't have to bring both a bokar and a tzayin. But rather, it's giving you the introduction. You want to bring a carbon oiler. It's got to be either bokar or tzayin. How do I know? Maybe you have to talk and bring both. That's why a few psukim later said, the oiler carbon min a bokar. And the min a tzayin carbon, to tell you that they're all separate carbonas. No, that makes a lot of sense. That being the case, I don't need the extra oy min ha bokar, oy min ha tzoyin from the second pasuk that we brought back on Tzadik Amid Beis. Everything, but I'll tell you why I needed that pasuk. The idach, what does Rabbi Yonison say? It's just so good. I'm going to be a little mafarish. I'll be stumbled, lice, me travayu. Avad, if you say beferish, hare olai, behema echad, or hare olai, ben bokar. Or Hari Olai, oh, you're right, Oila, I'm sorry. Hari Olai, Oila, min ha-bokar. Hari Olai, Oila, min ha-tzoyin. I'm not, you only have to bring one. But when I'm the person who says Hari Olai, Oila, stam, I might have thought you have to go and bring both min ha-bokar or min ha-tzoyin. That's why you have to have the other, well, that bokar and min ha-tzoyin, not or. Min ha-bokar, u min ha-tzoyin. That's why you have to have the other posse to go and say min ha-bokar, oi min ha-tzoyin. So Rabbi Yonison needs the min ha-bokar, oi min ha-tzoyin to go and tell you that one or the other, because the possibly beginning of a yikra sounds like you have to bring both. That's why you have the other pasuk in Parsha Shlach to go and say, while Rabbi Yoshia said, no, of course I know that you don't need to go from the, I have taka the, Rabbi Yoshia says, whatever it says in the Torah, the automatically means yachtov. So Rabbi Yonison has a good point. How does Rabbi Yoshia know that you only have to bring one carbon? He says, because it says afterwards, Imen HaBokar Karbonai, or Imen HaTzoyin Karbonai. So I know we're only talking about one. I don't need any special limud to go and negate and say, You don't have to bring two. You only have to bring one. Of course, the Torah is up to im oile kabanim in a bakar, im in a tzoyin kabanim. Rabbi Yehuda said that's not enough, because I might have thought, if you just say hari olai, oile stam, you got to bring two kabanis, min a bakar, u min a tzoyin, and that when it's in the pasuk, im oile kabanim in a bakar, im in a tzoyin kabanim, means, if you, mafarish, say explicitly, I'm bringing an oile min a bakar, that's one, I'm bringing oile min a tzoyin, that's a separate one. It's kamash one. Fine. This is where we could have, should have started now today. And now we're starting today's daf. Omama. Toida. How do I know Toida be nine? Tamalim, it says in the Pasuk, Oila Oy Zebach. That Oy comes to include, or to the, that comes to include Toida. Freitim or to Toida Lav Zebach Shalom. Lav Zebachu. What happens if we just simply say in the Pasuk, Vasisim Isha Lashem, Oila Oy Zebach. Zebach means something which is Geschachten. No, a Toida is Geschachten just like Shalom is Geschachten. So what do I need the oi to tell you the Torah? It's just so that I come in. Holy ikal lechem ba'ado liti boy nesachem. Ah, built into every carbon lechem Torah, every carbon Torah is 40 lachmim, 40 chalas. You're going to add even more. You're going to even more carbs. You're going to add in addition to that mincha sesachem. Come on, you know, give me a break. It's like adding mincha to the mincha. You know, we already only have to daven mincha once. You don't have to daven mincha twice. So why are we adding it? It's a kamashul, and therefore that's why I have to have. So because I'm going to have the ikal lechem avdo loy tiboy nesachem. That's the reason why I need the oy to go and say no. In fact, if I'm bringing a korban toida besides the behema, the shlomim type of baby, not mamish shlomim, but similar to shlomim, together with the 40 lachmim, you also have to go and bring the minchas nesachim. Frank Timur, maishno me'il nozer, the ikabah de lechem, uboy nesachim. What's the chiddush over here that I need to include the lachmi toide? If you look in Parshas Nozer, which is in Parshas Nosoi, there it says befeirish that in addition to the el nozer, you have to go and bring 20 lachmim. In addition to that, the pasuk says in also min chosav niskoyim and chosav niskeim that you also have to bring a korban minchas esachim. So you see that even though you already have lechem in the mix by the el nozir, you still have to bring minchas esachim. So here by toydu the same thing. Here manishdana. There are only two minim of the chalas. You have the chalas blulois and you have the rekike matzois, but you don't have the revucha, and you certainly don't have the chometz that you have by the toida. So it's a small amount of bread, so to speak. Not bread, because it's all matzahs, but only two minim. Bahocha arbaas minim. Here, there are four minim. So therefore, I would think you do not have to add yet more carbs in the form of another minchas. Sochem, kamashalon, that's why you have to the posse to go and tell you, no, that even by the Toida, which has all these lachme toida, you still have to bring a minchas esachem. Now that we've gone through the whole limit of the pasuk, let's go back to the beginning. Vasisim isha lashem oila oizevach lefali neder oivendava. Frank Dimara, neder or nedava is certainly very, very broad. Your typical neder or nedava is either an oila or a shlomim. You cannot go and bring a chatas b'neder nedava. You can't bring an oshem b'neder nedava. You can't bring the bechor, the masa, the pesach. The only ones that you can bring neder nedava are the oila and the shlom. So, Frank Dimara, now that I have towards the end of the pasuk, after oila izevach lafale, we have neder or nedava, I could have left out oila. L'chari could have left out oizevach as well. But the Gemara so far is focusing on oila. V'lichdu rachman l'fali nedem edov v'loi boi oila. The Gemara yiloi kosev rachman oila v'mina v'asisim ish l'ashem klal. L'fali nedem edov v'prat. V'reich nichoyech ish l'ashem mechoz v'kolal. Have now klal v'prat v'klal. Yet the donu ken v'prat ma'prat mefurish. Dov v'sheine bo al ha'chait. Av kol she'eine bo al ha'chait. Ooh. Without the word oila, it would be a narrowly focused klal upratu klal. What's the narrow? We started by sisim isha lashem, any carbon, that's a klal. Rafali ned and dovet, kabi ned and dovet, that's the prat. And now we have l'reach nichoyach, that's chazur kolal. Klal upratu klal, it's got to be k'en a prat. Ma prat mefurish dovet she'ine bo al chayt, av kol she'ine bo al chayt. So far, so good. Ned oine dovet, by definition, means it's not related to a chayt. So oitzi chatas yoshim, shein boyin al achet. I'm going to exclude chatas yoshim because they come achet. Ovi, however, I might have included bechor umaser upesach. Why shein boyin al achet? They're not balach. It's true they're not neder or nedava. That's true. However, because of that klal uprat klal, that we always try to add something in addition ke'ena prat, Well, what's the prat over here? Nein nedava means, by definition, not ba'al chet. Okay, so maybe b'chor maser pesach are included because they're also not ba'al chet. That's why I have the extra riboy of oila to go and tell you, not only it's ain't a ba'al chet, but it's also got to be something which is totally, exclusively nedu nedava. Masha'inkim b'chor maser pesach. You can never bring those three in the neder duff. Not to mahashad chsev oila klal uprat ma marbis pay. Okay, so now we have to expand the klal uprat to klal. We can no longer say it's only keena prat ma prat before the dovish in the baal chait, because now we have excluded the b'chor maaser pesach, which are not related to chait. So what is the ke'en ha-prat being marba? Ma prat mafurish she'ena mechuyev v'oimet, af kol she'ena mechuyev v'oimet. That even though it's what you would normally think of a neder or a dava, but you're not mechuyev to bring it at any time, because you never took upon yourself to bring a neder or a dava. Neder or a dava, even though before you brought the neder and the dove, it's totally voluntary. But if you said, Hari Alai, this oilas neder, or this shlom of a neder, then it becomes a choiva. So we want to talk about something which was never a choiva. How is that possible? Lahavi. So we're going to include now four or five different examples. Lahavi v'lodes kachim. What happens if you promise to go and bring a karmen shlom? And this shlom, before you had a chance to go and bring it, Baruch Hashem, it had a baby. It was in the cave and had a baby. Okay, I never said I'm going to go and bring the baby. I only said I'm going to go and bring the mommy carbon. So these are not mechuyev v'oimen in the sense that I never ordered anything to include Vlad's kachim, but you got to bring it. And if you bring that Vlad's kachim, by definition, the Vlad of the Shlam will also be Shlam. Therefore, you'll have to go and bring your Minchas Nesach. Same thing as a Tumura. Tumura, of course, is a derivative of the original kachim. You say, Zu, Tumura, Zu. What's the din on that Tumura? You're not supposed to. But if you said it, it is Chal, and you're going to have to go and bring not only that Tumura's Oila, but you're going to have to bring with it a Minchas Nesachim as well. A Tumura's Oila, a Tumura's Shlam, you have to bring your Minchas Nesachim. As well as Oila Bomin Amoisorais. What is the Oila Bomin Amoisorais? So we had yesterday Machloikis exactly what the Moisoris are, the Mushla Gabein Nesachim. According to one view, the Moisor Nesachim was the Berutze Midois on top, and the other one was this supply contract, which was Yad Hegdish Al Achroina. I'm sorry, thank you. I said Achroina. Al Elyoina, what means Al Elyoina? Achroina means it has the last word. Fine, but you're right, Al Elyoina. So what's Al Elyoina? He said three, and he has to get four. If four and three, you remember yesterday's one. But it's not Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka, that's Moisoris. That's Moisoris of Nesachim. You can have Moisoris that a person said, I'm going to buy a Chattas for $500, and they had a special discount, a clearance sale. You had to pay $400, you have extra $100 left over. Ukedoyma, Lav Dafka Chattas, any carbon like that, you have extra monies which you had dedicated. If you didn't dedicate any money, you just said, I'm going to go and bring a carbon Chattas and Oil Shlam. You go into the store, you pay whatever. But if you already dedicated the money, that extra money is the Moiser, which goes into the Pushkis and the Shoifris, which you're going to use for Kites. As well as Oshim Shinitil Garaya, one of those Ashamites which are corresponding to the Chomish Chatzoyas Mesois, but here the Osham, you don't go and go, doesn't go to the Misa, it goes to Raya. You don't have all five, you mask him. But those that do go to Raya, then automatically they, what happens when they go to Raya? The Raya means that you wait until they get a mum, and after they get a mum, you sell it and you take the money and you use it to go and buy an Oila Lakayat Samizbech. So even though it started off as an Osham, it ended off as an Oila. The Rashi Ksavya down below says we're not only talking about a case where, in fact, you waited until it got the mum, and then you sold it and you bought an oiler, because that's really similar to any oiler. But rather, we're talking about that this person violated the rules. Once it was nitik l'ray, he said, I don't have the time and patience to wait until it goes and gets a mum. I'm going to bring it right now as an oiler. I'm going to bring it. You're not supposed to do that. But if you did it, it is a kosher carbon, and you have to bring a minchas esachem with it. As well as the cholos vachshim z'chushalay lishman. All the zvachim shalim z'chushalay lishman, which are k'shedim. El shalay olabam shum choyva, chutz mechatzis and pesim. But not talking about chatzis and pesim. We're only talking about an oiler and eshlam. Except for that one man diyam. Exactly. But otherwise, normally we hold that in Nidr Shalom Shemun, it's a kosher carbon. So if you have such a kosher carbon, then you have to bring a minchas esachim, like any kosher oilo or shlam. Fine. So now that we fe'enfit why I needed this klal uprat to klal to include all of those as well. V'hashad the amris oilidrasha. Oh, we already said about a couple of the ois that they come with. We have, for instance, the oi zevach comes to be marbe, the carbon toide. We also said that the oi down below is to go and tell us, min a bokar oi min a tzoyim, according to Rabbi Yonasan, and not bokar in a tzoyim. Okay, so now that we said that oi is ledrasha, now we're going to go through a number of ois that we have throughout the posik that we brought initially. As you'll see, what do we need each one of those ois for?
Oidai,
exactly. What do I need the oi? So to more lechalka, to me mechalik. What means mechalik? It's so because I took him out of my sin neder unidava loyli boy nech nesachim. When does the Torah say in Parsha Shlach that you have to bring a minchas nesachim? That's after if you bring a neder mit anedava. If you're bringing just a neder or a nedava, then maybe you don't need a minchas nesachim. So this is similar to the min habakar u'min atzoyin. I would have thought dafka min habakar u'min atzoyin, both. That's why you have to have the other drasha, min habakar, not the other drasha, the other pasik, min habakar oy min atzoyin, to differentiate only one. You don't have to go and bring two behemoths, only one. Here too, I would have thought you have to bring a neder mit anedava, k'mashulon, that's why you have to have the oy, neder, oy nedava. The icy neder l'chudei l'boy nesachim, the icy if you just bring a neder, or you just bring a neder, it makes no difference. You only need one, you don't need both. That's good according to Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that every time it says the word vih, we always think of yachtov. So therefore, since it says here in the Pasuk, if it would say, lefali neder unedava, that's why you have to have the oy nedava to go and tell you that it's two separate, either a neder or nedava. And Rabbi Yonasan lomali, Rabbi Yonasan says, unless it says the word yachtov, I know it automatically means either or. So I say, what do I need the oy for? And Rabbi Yonasan lomali, so kedai t'chemina, I see neder lechudei liboy nesachim. I see nedava lechudei liboy nesachim. Yup, maskim. You bring a neder separately, nesachim. And nedava separately, nesachim. But I see neder nedava, tizkim nesachim dechad. Maybe if you brought both of them, a neder and the nedava. Maybe you only have to have one set of minchas nesachim. You don't have to have two minchas nesachim. Kamash malon. That's why you have to have the extra oy over here, lefali neder, oy lindav. Pray tomorrow. Oy mamadechem, mamli. What do I need the oy from moyadechem? So, kadai techem. Moyadechem, we said, comes to include the oy lisri'i and the shalmei chagiga. Yeah, yeah. Even though those are choy voice, the choy visabo, machmes moyad, moyadechem. What do I need the oy for? Lomali, so kadai techem, ben hanamile, to come maisi, oyla ben neder, ushlam ben nedova. If I have two separate karbonois and two separate categories, and bring an oyla ben neder, everybody knows neder means hari olai. Shlomi is bringing benedova where he said hari zu. So therefore we have two fundamental differences. Number one, in the character of the carbon, this is an oyla and this is a shlom. Also in the character of the background, why am I bringing it? This is a neder and this is an adova. That's why you have to go and bring two separate nesachim. In Ami Ibcha, could be the other way around. In other words, Oyla bin Adava, Nishlam bin Eder. Avalech the Kamaisi, Oyla Ushlam bin Eder. In Ami Oyla Ushlam bin Adava, Shem Neder Echadu, Shem Nedava Achasi, Betiski Lei bin Asachim Dechad. Maybe be enough just to go and bring one Minchas Asachim for the two of them. If he brought an Oyla Ushlam of a Neder, or an Oyla and Shlam of a Nedava, since they're both in the same category, they're both nidorim, or they're both nidavois, since they are shem neder echadu, shem nidav achasi, maybe one minchasa, kamash malon. That's why you have the oi of the oi mayadechim to tell you, no, that you have to have two separate minchasasach. And we go back, v'chisasa ben bokar oila oi zevach, lomali, what do I have to oila oi zevach? Now the oi we said already before the karbon toide. I think Gemara is going to ask that shortly. But lemaisa, what do we need the oy for? It's so good. I took him and hanim the hecha to come maisi oyla ushlamim b'neder. Inami oyla ushlamim b'nedava. Aval hecha to come maisi shtei oylois chode b'neder v'chode b'nedava. Inami shnei shlamim echa b'neder v'echa b'nedava. Eima shem shlamim achasi shem oyla achasi v'tizki lei b'nesachim dechad. So what the Gemara is doing now is it's telling us not mamish the flip side, but just like we said before, maybe if I bring both for nedarim, or both for nedavais, I only have to go and bring one carbon, kamash malam, no, I have to bring two minchas esachet. Hey, the Gemara is saying, no, they're both We're talking about now Hecha de Kamaisi Shtei Oilois. He's bringing two Oilois. It's taka true. One is a Neder and one is an Adava, but they're both Oilois. Or in the case of the Shlomim, it's true. One is a Neder, one is a Adava, but they're both Shlomim. Maybe be enough to have one Karb Minchas Asachim for both. Kamash Malan. That's why you have to have.
No discounts ever.
Exactly. Lefali neder oi shlomim. Why do we have to have that oi? Lefali neder oi shlom. So gadai tachem ben hanim yidah hechad maisi shtei oi lois. Chode ben neder v'chode ben adova. Inami shtei shlomim chode ben neder v'chode ben adova. That's when you have two oi lois. Same category. The same character carbon. It's oi lois. Or shnei shlomim. Even though one is a neder, one is a adova. Aba fart. That's why you had to have the previous oi. Aval heicha de kamaisi shnei oilais ben neder ushnei oilais ben adava. Inami shnei shlomim ben neder ushnei shlomim ben adava. I have now a combination of both. They're two oilais and they're both nedarim. Or they're two oilais and they're both nedava. Or they're two shlomim, it's a neder. Or two shlomim and it's a nedava. So shame oila echari b'shem neder echari b'tizgali ben sochim de'echad. Maybe it would be enough, one, your discount situation, only one to cover both. Yep. Kamash malon, that's why you have to have all of these ois to tell us no, no, no. So, just to summarize these last four ois that we just went through. So it should not be oi vei, but it should be oi lechtig, Baruch Hashem. That is, you have four separate categories. Your first category was that you were talking about that you had oila for a neder and a shlomim for a nedava. So both the karbonis were different and the categories were different. The oila was the neder category and the shlomim was in the nedava category. I would think if I bring both of those together at the same time, one minchas asachim, no. You don't get a break. You have to have two minchas asachim. Okay, but that's because one was a neder and one was a nedava and one was an oila and one was a shlomim. Thank you. What happens if you had, for instance, an oila and a shlomim that were both neder, or an oila and shlomim that were both nedava? Okay, since it's the same category, and both neder, both nedava, sol kedai tachem and one minchas sachem is enough. Kamash one, two minchas sachem. So that's when you had an oila and shlomim both neder. Let's talk about another situation that you had, and two oilois that were both not both. You had two oilois. One was a neder. One was a nedava. You had two shlomim. One was a neder, one was a dub. You're right, the categories are different. This is a neder and a dub. But they're both two oilis. Or they're two shlomim. Solka daitach mini can get a discount, only one minchas achim. Kamash lo, and you have to have two minchas. Now we have the final case, where you have that both oilis are both nedarim. Or both shlomim are both nedavis. Or both oilis are nedava. Or both shlomim are neder. In other words, both the name of the animal, the character of the carbon, is the same, as well as the category of the Echrayis is the same. So Tolka Daita Chemin, one is enough. Come on, that's why you have to have all four Psukim.
It feels like we could have learned the last one and learned everything else from it, Kal v'chomer. I mean, it feels funny.
Then the answer to that is because if you'd only have one, I would say it's only in the most remote category. It's like, you know, the Eved with the Toishiv and the Socher. In other words, if only one Oy would say, when do I have to have two separate Behemoths? Only when they're cosmic years away. This is an oila, which is a neder. This is a shlom, which is an adobe.
So different, so different.
So different.
If we have the last category alone, we could have learned everything, you know.
Yeah, but if there's only one, how do I know that this oi comes from a mayat, particularly this one? Mm-hmm. That's only because of the combination of all the four ois. With the first oi, whether it's the oi lefali neder, or whether it's the oi mayadeichem, or any, choose any one of these four ois.
You could challenge it.
I would say that that's only when they happen to be very, very far apart.
Right.
But as you keep on getting closer and closer, maybe you get the discount. Kamash Malon, that even if they're so close that they're both oilois and both nedarim, or both shlom and both nedavos, it makes no difference. You always have to pay twice to minchas
hashachar.
What does Rabbi Yoshia do with min habakar oy min hatzoin? So we already had Rabbi Yoshia before min habakar min hatzoin lemute. But that wasn't from the oi. That was from the fact that it says boker and tzoyin. So that goes and excludes the oif. What do I need the oi for? Hay mina boker, oi mina tzoyin. Lamli so kadai tachem and ahani mili betrayed mini. Abachad mina tizkalei mina sochem dechad. So the Gemara continues on the same wavelength, the same approach, but instead of talking about the character of the carbon in terms of whether it's an oil or a shlam, or the achrayas factor, the nedova or the neder, now we're talking about the min of the behema. Meaning, what happens if I brought two oilois, both nedarim. One is from bakar, one is from tzoyin. Maybe it would be enough to have one set of minchas esachim. Kamash malon. That's why you have to have this new pasuk. The oi to go and tell you each one is a separate category, even if they happen to be two bakar. I'm sorry, I said bakar or tzoyin from. It's the other way around. I would think hani milu betray mini. When do you have to go and bring two separate? Because you brought a bakar and a tzoyin betrayus neidim. Avu bechad mina. What happens if you bring two bakar? Holy cow! Two bakars, two oxen. Separate karbonos oila, but one, and each one is a neder, or each one is an adover. So I would say, oh, so now we have three malas. Mala number one, that they're both oilers. Mala number two, that they're both nedarim. Mala number three, that they're both bakar. For sure, one minchas esachim should be enough. Kamash mulan, that's come to say, you know, that you have to have separate minchas esachim for each. Now it says in the pasuk, kocha tasali echad. This goes back into the parsha esachim, where it says towards the end, kamispar asher tasu kocha tasali echad kimispar. In other words, for every bakar and for every kevis, for every ais and for every ayil, etc., that is enumerated there. It doesn't enumerate ais, but kevis and ayil enumerated in parshas shlach. Says at the end, kibbutz shetasus, depending on how many, if you bring five oilers, you bring three oilers, and you have to multiply your minchas esachim, kocha tasli echad kimispar. Okay.
That spells it out pretty clearly, no discounts.
Exactly. So the question is, what do I need that for? Kocha tasli echad lomali, that's takim moris kashim. So, kadai tachmana hani bizeh achar zeh, that stavka, if you're makdish the two karbonis at separate times, one I was makdish on Sunday morning, the second karbon I was makdish Monday afternoon. Basachas, maybe if I makdish the two karbonis simultaneously, Sunday morning, both this oila and this oila, this bakar and this bakar, etc. Tizgalim and Asachim, the chad, maybe I get a discount because of that. Kamash will not know, even here too. You gotta bring two separate minchas and Asachim.
Now that you get pasta, kamispar, shetasu kocha, tasa, echa, kamisparam, now that you have the no discount sign on the front door, why would you even think you'd get a discount? It says no discounts. You got to bring minchas esachim for every behemoth. It's per capita. It's per behemoth.
So you're just really repeating your question
before. It feels even stronger now.
Okay. I understand. The Gemara could have said, Echon means that it's 1 minute of behema,
or one minute of karbon.
No ambiguity,
no
distance. And we continue on. Now, if you look in the parsha of Parshas Mitzrayim, which we're going to lay in the midst of this Shabbos, next Shabbos, whatever it is, you're going to notice over there it doesn't say by the chatos and the oshim that it requires nesachim. So how do we know that the chatos of Mitzrayim and the oshim require nesachim? You know, immediately the Tanur Ban. Now, where is this? This is number 6. It's again Vayter. This is Vayikri Yedalid Yud. Vayikri Yedalid Yud means Takin Parshas Mitzrayim. What does it say? Maybe it could be, when I say Parshas Mitzrayim, it could be in Tazria, but it's in Masa Mitzrayim. Oh, there's noch besser. Uvayim Mashmini. I'm reading here from number 6. And other goes might be Vav of the Torah Rishalim. Uvayim Mashmini Yikashnei Chvosim Timimim Vachavsa Achas Bashnosa Timim. You got to bring. So he has to bring three separate kabbas. Ushloish esraidim. He has to bring three esraidim. So this minch v'lul v'shemen v'loik echad shaman. What's the reason why you have to have the shloish esraidim? Because in fact we have three, not kvasim, we have two kvasim and one kivsa, but those are three in the kevis stage. By kevis stage we know you have to have one isoroid, right?
And then per capita.
And you have to have as well the shemen. So that's what the pasuk says. You bring shloish esraidim. Fine. So now getting back to our Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, Shloish Esraidim, so this mincha, the mincha bo im hazevach hakosim medaber. When it says over here, this Shloish Esraidim, so this mincha, you might have thought that maybe every single metzora has to have four kabbanas. What are the four kabbanas? The three kvasim, including kivsa, plus a kar mincha. I might not know that we are referring to a minchas nesachim. So shloish esraim nochum v'yishtein nimon is aboy mezvoyim v'nav gona hakosim edavim nochum. Tanurban shloish esraim soydes mincha the mincha boy mezevach kosim edavim. When he says mincha boy mezevach, he means a minchas nesachim, which is adjunct and accessory to the principal carbon of the three kvasim, two kvasim and one kifs. At oyim mincha boy mezevach, erel mincha boy b'fnei yatzma. Maybe this is a separate carbon mincha on its own. Kishu oyim behela koines oyle v'yasa mincha. Since the pasuk subsequently says together, the kohen is going to bring up the oil and the mincha. Why are we coupling together the oil and mincha? After all, there are three kabbanis besides the mincha, or was it oilam in the mincha? So it sounds like oilam with its mincha. Have you oimer mincha boy im azav gosam adab? Great Gemara. Fine. So the pasuk is very clear. You have to have now, together with your three kabbanis, three minchas nesachim. But I only have the minchas part of the minchas nesachim. I don't know the nesachim part. In other words, this pasuk doesn't say anything about wine. How do I know about the yain? V'adayin in yedem to nesachim and lav. Taka the mincha yo, but I don't know minchas nesachim. Tamaloymer v'yain la nesach reviyas ahin tasa ala oila oila zovach la keves hu echad. Where is this pasuk? This is back in Parsha Shlach, where we enumerate the various requirements and the minchas nisachim, the yayin, that's enumerated there in Shlach. And what does it say? The yayin lanesach reviyah sehin. Tasa oiloi lezevach lakeves echad. Every keves requires one reviyah, as we reviyah sehin, not one reviyah. Reviyah sehin, which is the three loig, reviyah sehin. Now the question is, what is this repetition? Tasa ala oiloi lezevach lakeves echad. In the parashat, many times we have the oilam at the zevach. That was the first parash pasuk that we had at the very beginning. Vasisim isha l'Hashem oilo izevach lafali nedem v'nedava. So you have to add to that your minchas esachim. So we already know oilo izevach. Why does it have to repeat over here behind the sesach? Tatsa oilo oilo zevach. So tomorrow oilo zu oilas mitzoyra. That comes to be mar the oilas mitzoyra. Zevach zu chatzas mitzoyra. Oilo zevach zu asham mitzoyra. Oh, so from these three words over here, we are now being marbe all of the karbonos by the mitzvah that you have for them the minchas esachim. The oila zu oilas mitzvah lechayre is unnecessary because all oilos require a karbon minchas esachim. However, remember the oilos typically we're talking about are oilas nedava lefali neder oiv nedava. So here the pasuk is telling you that even an oilas choiva also requires the same minchas esachim, and then it says oila oy zevach. So the zevach is referring to the korban chatos and the mitzoyra, and then chatzah mitzoyra oila zevach the asham mitzoyra. If you're going to say yeah, but didn't we say before the zevach is referring to a shlamim, and but mitzoyra doesn't have a shlam. The mitzoyra only has the oila and the chatos and the asham. So therefore, you could not go and include the shlamim. We're going to talk about that in a moment about the shlamim further. But in the meantime, oila mitzoyra, the chatzah mitzoyra, and the asham mitzoyra. Oh, so that's the makor to our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, "Kol hakabbanis tibur v'yachid tuun nesachim," except for ela shechatzah shel mitzoyra v'ashamay tuun nesachim, meaning minchas nesachim, the mincha part of the minchas nesachim that says in the psukim, like we had before in Parshas Mitzoyra, the nesachim part of the minchas nesachim that's from this extra limud of the oila oizevach, which comes to include the oilas mitzoyra, the chatzah mitzoyra, and the asham mitzoyra. Right, the more of a typically trevayu mizevach. Why don't you go and learn both the zevach for both of them? Meaning, what means for both of them? We said zevach zu chatas metzoyra, oy le zevach zasham metzoyra. Right, the more. Why don't they learn both the chatas and the osher from the word zevach alone? Right. And you're going to tell me why should I say that? The omer man chatas the osher minay. Now this chatas the osher is not talking about metzoyra. We're talking about chatas the osher of a nozir. Minayin, how do we know? The Gemara doesn't spell out how do we know what. Rashi tells us at the very top that we know in Parshas Nosai, when we talk about the nozir, after he does his tiglachas, he's supposed to go and take the hair of the tiglachas, of the barber that just took his hair off, he's supposed to put it tachas zeva hashlam, meaning that there was a dud, a large, big pot in which you were cooking the shlamim in the azara. Underneath the pot you had the fire, and in that fire you're supposed to go and put in the hair. And Shelly, you want to tell us that you're here?
I want to say here.
Oh, but good, and Baruch Hashem that you're here.
Until my nazir tummy, right?
Yeah, so you're happy, we're putting the hair over there, not over there, over here, underneath the durishlam. Good. So now the Gemara tells us, the same thing applies b'di'evet. If instead of putting the hair underneath the durishlam, you put it under the dud of the chatas, or the dud of the osham, that also works. Meaning you're cooking all of them inside the azara. You don't have to dafka, and all kabbanas, you don't have to dafka boil them, but apparently here, that was the custom, or that was the requirement, they had to go and boil them, this big dud. So it didn't have to be under the dud of shlam, it could be under the dud of the chatas, or the osham. How do I know that that's also good? Tam eloimar zevach. Now, As Barry pointed out a moment ago, there's a little bit of a difference here in the Chatas and the Oshem. Oshem is brought by the Nozer, who happens to be the Nozer Tomei. How did he become Tomei? He was counting his days. He was very careful about the not drinking and not eating grapes. And guess what happens? V'chi yipol olav pepesa pisoim. V'chi yipol olav meis pepesa pisoim. Unfortunately, out of nowhere, he found out someone passed away in his own room and he became Tomei, whatever. And as a result of becoming Tomei, he has to go now through a whole purification process. Of course, he has to have Azor Shlish Yushvi, he has to have a Tiglachas, he has to go and bring Karbonis, and those Karbonis include a Karbon Asham Nozir. That's the Asham Nozir. The Chatas that we're talking about is ultimately when he's finished with his 30 days, because after he brings the Asham and two other Karbonis, then a Yom Rishonim Yiplu, Kitomi Nizra, and then you start all over again, and you have to start counting 30 new days, and at the end of the 30 days, then you have to bring three kabbalas, which includes the chatas. So the chatas and oshem over here in the raisa is really a combining two separate sets of carbon. This is a chatas, and that's an oshem. But the mice, I know both of them, that if you put the hair underneath the dud, then it's good, because it says in the pasuk zevach, and zevach includes chatas and oshem. So Ibazoyf Reiti Gemara, back here on the Amud Aleph, why did we have to have by the Metzoyra both Zevach to include Chatzis Metzoyra and Oyle Zevach to include the Asham Metzoyra? Just go and learn both typically Trevayim Mizevach. Just like by Nozer I'm learning a Chatzis Mit and Asham, here too learn by the Metzoyra from the word Zevach. Chatzis the Asham from the word Zevach alone.
It's the same category because Metzora only has one set of Korban.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Barry adds that it even makes even more sense to conclude the Chatzis the Asham part of the Zevach, because the Chatzis the Asham at the time of Metzora are brought contemporaneously. They're brought the same time. Mashenkin, this Chatzis the Asham and the Nozer is two separate categories. One's talking about the Nozer Tamin, this is talking about the Nozer Tohar. So if Ma'adachai can go and include those two of the words Zevach, here, certainly I should be able to include the one. Good one. That's tafka, because by the Nozer, the Chatzis and the Asham are of the same type. What means the same type? They're both matirim. In which respect they're both matirim? By the case of the Asham, it's matir this Nozer Tomei to return to the fold and become a full-fledged Nozer Tohor again. Because until he brings that Korban Asham, he's stuck in limbo. On the one hand, he can't go and drink the wine, and he can't go and eat the grapes and all the rest, because he's still a Nazir. But on the other hand, he can't start counting his 30-day Naziris to be able to be putter from his Naziris. So it's that, in that sense, it's a Matir. And certainly the Chatzis is a Matir, because after he brings his Karbonos, now be able to fully get back into society as a regular, normal individual, no longer as with those prohibitions of the Nazir. So therefore, both of them are Ki Hadoni Minu. Aval Heicha, the Asham lehachshir v'chatas lechaper. Here, when you're talking about the mitzoyra, the purpose of the chatas is mechaper for the fact that he said lashon hara or whatever caused him to become a mitzoyra. The Asham is lehachshir to go and be mashim, to go be matted, to bring him back into the sholish machnois where he's been nishtalech for who knows how long. So since they happen to be hech the Asham lehachshir v'chatas lechaper, but in a trei kroy. That's why you have to have two separate psukim, two separate words. The zevach for the chatzis mitzvah and the oy for the asham mitzvah. Freik dimar, zevach zu chatzis mitzvah. We just got finished saying the zevach is a chatzis mitzvah. Ein hachanami, ve'im zu chatzis yoshen dinazir. Maybe what the pasuk is coming to tell you is not anything to do with mitzvah. It's coming to tell you zevach, the Gabi, the Chatzis, and the Asham of Nazir. And since we just said a moment ago that the word Zevach could include Chatzis, the Asham of Nazir, so in Hanami, let's go and say, instead of our Mishnah saying that a Chatzis, the Asham of Metzoyra requires Nesachim, why don't we go and say the Chatzis, the Asham of the Nazir requires Nesachim? From that same word, from the Zevach. And I don't even need the Oy Zevach. I can use the Oy for something else. No, that's not even a half a minute. Why? Desanya. Now, what does that mean? If you look at number one, as you notice, it's Bamid Bervav, that means it's in Parshas Nosai, in the Parsha of Nazir. It says in the Pasuk that besides bringing the Korbanos of the Nazir, he brings Sal Matzis, Soilis, Chalis, Blues, Bashamin, Urkike Matzim, Meshuchem, Bashamin, Umin Chosam, Viniskeyem. Oh, in addition to the regular karbonos nazir, besides the matzos, the two different types of matzos you bring with the el nazir, you also have minchas of niskeim. Now, what is the minchas of niskeim referring to? Also, we already have in the parsha of nazir that you have to go and bring minchas of niskeim, and therefore I don't need to go and learn it from another pasuk from the Zevach that we had, which is in the Parsha of Nesachim, right? That's back on the Yom Aleph. Parsha of Nesachim, Oyayim Lenesach, Revi Sintas Oyla Zevach, number eight, that was in Bamidat Tazvav, that was the Parsha Shlach. So I don't have to go and bring maybe Memerchik Lachmoy. I have it here, Mamish Lechem. I have it here in Parsha's Nosai, the din of bringing them in chosu in his camp. So to my atoim alos v'shloim any ela filu chatos. Maybe it's not talking about chosu in his camp on the oil and shlomim. Remember that a nozir has to go and bring also a korm chatos. So maybe the minchosu in his camp is talking to address the chatos. Talmaloim v'yesa ayil yas zevach shlomim u'minchosu in his koi. Ayil b'chlal hoya. This is number two. This is also the impartious nosai. It's two psukim after the previous pasuk. There's an ayil yas zevach shlomim l'Hashem. This is an ayil that you bring for a shlomim. Al salamatzah is also a koines minchosev v'nes liskay. Now, what means minchosev v'nes liskay? So, to my ayil b'chlal hoya. Ayil is one of the three karbonis that the nozer is bringing. For lo miyotza. So, why does the pasuk have to go and specify this ayil yas zevach shlomim minchosev v'nes liskay? We already said the minchasa miniskeim, and we said minchasa miniskeim is referring to oilosoi ubishlama. So what do I have to repeat now by the shlamim nochamu the second time? Just like an aisle typically is brought b'neder dava, afkolba b'neder unedava. Same thing is that anything which is neder nedava, and that comes to exclude the korban chatas. And the chatas you don't bring a korban minchas esachim. Okay, so with this we've concluded the shtickle. In other words, we said that pasuk in Parshas Nesachim and Parshas Shlach, the oila izevach comes to include the three different types of kabbanis that the Metzayra brings. And now the Gemara, and we just got a discussion, maybe it's referring to the Nozer's kabbanis, not because by the Nozer shteitach befeirish, and therefore I don't need a pasuk from Parshas Shlach. Pray to Gemara yet. Oila zoilas Metzayra. After all, we know that oil is mechuyev minchas esachim. So what do we need oil as metzora? It must be because metzora is by definition a choyva, it's not a nedova. So maybe it's not a lefali neder or a nedova type, and maybe that's the reason why I need a special pasuk. So to move emezu oil as yeletus, a yeletus that has a child also has to bring a carbon. And therefore, since yeletus has to go and bring a carbon, even though it's a choyva, but maybe that's what the oil has come to tell you, not the oil as metzora, but it's come to tell you the oil as yeletus, that she has to go and bring a carbon minchas esachim together with her Oila. Omer by Oila Shiledes me safe in the Kronafka. That I know from the end of the passing. The Sanya Rabbi Nansen Oimer, La Keves, Zu Oila Shiledes, the Vushtate in the Possig, La Keves. So if you go back to this passing number two, or the passing in the Yom Aleph, what's the Zang? Eight. Yeah, if you go back to number eight on the Omer Aleph, again it's a Possig in Parsha Shlach. It's either eight or maybe some Gemara said it Ches. V'yayin lenesach revias ahim tasa alhu oila oila zovach. So we already explained oila zovach is talking about the three types of mitzayra. Now it says lakeves o echad. What do I have to add this lakeves o echad? It says lakeves comes to tell you the oila yoledes. The tomorrow lakeves the oila yoledes. I already have a posik for the yoledes. What's lakeves o echad? O echad ze achad osir shel meiser shekore v'shlomim. Ooh. So first of all, we've answered our question. The oila in this pasuk is not talking about oilas yeledes because oilas yeledes is covered by the keves. The question is, what is who echad come to tell you? When the person goes and is counting out his masa behema, and he makes a boo-boo and he says 9, 10, 10, 11, 10, 10, 9.
He counts the omer incorrectly.
Counts 10, 11.
Counts the omer incorrectly, yeah. Remember, it's 10 today, not 11. Yeah. Okay, good. Have a great day, Bill. Great to have you back. How was Yom Tov? Everything nice? Fine? Good? Okay, welcome back. Anyway, so echad ze achad osir shel meiser. That the person, by mistake, he went and said, by number 9 he said 10, and by 10 he said 10, and by 11 he said 10. So what's happened? So the halach is, and we're going to learn Mitzvah Masechtes
B'chayres,
there's going to tell us that all three have a degree of Kedushin. They're not the same, but they have a degree. So for instance, number 10 is your regular Masa Behemah, the real number 10. But the real number, the one that was really 11, that he called 10, you go and bring it, not out to Masa Behemah, you bring it as a carbon Shlamim. Now, says our Gemara, this is fascinating. Why is this fascinating? Because what happens if this were really Maser Behemah? Would you have to bring a Minchas Nesachim?
No, not at all.
Why not? Because it says in our Mishnah. You wouldn't. However, now that it's Karev Shlomim, number 11, you do need Minchas Nesachim. Shalei Matzina Lecha B'chala Teira. I don't find B'chala Teira Kula. She'e Tofel Chomim and Iker. The Ben is greater than the Av. The Tofel is greater than the Iker because the Iker over here was the Minchas, not Minchas, the Maser Behemah. The Maser Behemah, if it was Mamish Maser Behemah, you don't need the Minchas Nesachim. But because it's a derivative of the Maser Behemah, it's number 11, that I made a mistake, and it's love. So that's the Gebalik.
So the obvious question is, a Pesach should would that require Minchas Nesachim?
I think so. Okay. I think it's the same thing. You see, right. That's also, yeah, but there's a Sukkim that tells Merabokar, right? We had a few different Limudim to tell us, because it says, if, you bring a carbon Pesach, min a bakum, min a tzayin. You never
bring
it up.
First, the shlamim. That's a shami chagiga. But the rest of the year,
it's pasuk min a bakum, min a tzayin. Says the gemara. That's one of the gemara has three psukim. One of the makarios min a bakum, min a tzayin is you never bring a carbon Pesach
from min
a
bakum.
The bakers come to tell you the din of the Pesach, the shari, Moisa Shana has a din of a shlam. Oh, so now it's called a real shlam. So okay. It's no longer a derivative, it's now a modified.
It's a full-fledged.
It's an automatic transformation from one to the other. Over here, however, we're talking about a derivative, because number 11 should never have been brought from Masa Behemah in the first place. It was a mistake. Okay. Rava Amar. Okay, so that was when the Kasha the Gemara asked was, maybe the oil on the Amar Al is referring to oilas yiletis. And the Gemara answered, no, I learned from Kevin's the oil yiletis. Rav Amar have a new teretz. Ezeu dovish atzarech shloish ribuyim. Since by the mitzvah you need three ribuyim. What are the three ribuyim? Because they have to include all the three kabbanas that we had on the bottom.
Right.
Oilas mitzvah, the chatas mitzvah, and the asham mitzvah. These two words together, these three words together, oila zevach is very convenient that it's a package deal. Ezeu dovish atzarech shloish ribuyim. My goyim is a mitzvah. That's why we have the three together as one. Oyla, oy, zevach, oyla is the oyla mitzvah, the zevach is the chatzis mitzvah, and the oy is the asham mitzvah. Over here, so you don't want to squeeze in oyla siyaletis, because that's only on its own, just one, that one oyla. You don't have three separate for such a tri-ply, triple header limut. Have your mitzvah. Fine. Frank Timara. Lo ayil lomali. We had also lo ayil in this pasuk. What do I need that special ayil? Come to tell you the Eloi Shel Aharon. Where does Aharon bring an ayil? On Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur he has to go and bring an ayil. That ayil of Aharon he also has to go and bring with it a korban, a minchas esach. Pray to my Elish al-Haran, the moyed eichem nafka, that you learn moyed eichem, because that's something that you bring the moyed. Just like the oilas re'i and the shalmei chagiga are brought by the private individual three times a year, the isle of the Kohen Gadol is brought on Yom Kippur once a year. So wouldn't that be included moyed eichem? So the salka daitchem hanid le tzibur av the yochid loy. I would think maybe the only time that you'd have to go and bring is the tzibur, meaning that by the oilas re'im nishal mechigiga, even though it's every individual, aber the ganze tzibur brings it, ganz klar Yisrael. Mashenkin, the only one that brings the ilish al-harn is the kohen gadol, so he's just a yochid. So maybe he would not require the minchas esachim. Kamash v'lon, that's why I have the ayil to include the ilish al-harn. Right, then my shnom mi oilas yoledes, oilas yoledes also only this individual that gave birth, not the rank and file, of course. Every woman that gives birth, but not every woman gives birth, and they don't give birth every day of the year, you know. So therefore, it's a yochid. So there you said that you needed the keves to include the oilas yoledes. So freit dimori yet, why can't you learn from moyadeichem the eilish al-harim? From the oilas yoledes, I would only learn the din of a choiva she'en kavua loizman. It's taka true, the oilas yoledes is a choiva, and it's on an individual. So the isle is also an oila on an individual. So why don't we learn one from the other? Because they're different. Because the oilas yoledes is a choiva she'en kavua loizman. only after a woman gives birth, and then she doesn't have to bring it the first day, the fourth
day. 80 days later.
But that's just the minimum. But it could be even, you know, 3 months later. What happens, she says, I'm going to go up with my husband, I'm not going to go now in the middle of May to the base of Magnish. I'm going to go another month, I'll go up with my husband. She says, no, kviyas man. You're right that there's a minimum. You have to wait 40 or 80 days. But after that, there's no... Like the Isle of Yom Kippur, you got to bring in Yom Kippur. You can't bring it. Can't bring it the day later. That's what you have to have. That drasha. Bring tomorrow. Oil oil. What's that? The oi. We were upset. We finished with all the ois. We got another oi. Was that the rabbis? Is that pilgrims? Wasn't the pilgrims? We've discussed this already. Ah, exactly. We've discussed this from time to time. That even though a keves is a benchana and an aisle is a benchneishanim, that what means a benchana? Benchana means up to its first birthday. Once it hits past the first birthday, it's no longer a keves. The aisle is in its second year, meaning first year ended, and it's within its second year. And by the way, that goes beyond that. I'll even to third and five and ten. We're going to have that in the Gemara shortly. But at the minimum, it has to be after the first birthday. However, the Gemara tells us now that there is a Bein Hashmashois period between Keves and Ayil. It doesn't go directly from Keves into Ayil. But rather, there's a month period where it's kind of a transition period. Okay. Anyway, so that's called a Pilgus. There's a question why it's called Pilgus. I want to say plag, that it's half of gas of the big guy. In other words, we're not up to the aisle yet because it's only Palga. We're almost there, so it's halfway there. Okay, anyway, the Rav is a Pilgus, that what's the din by this oil aisle? That you have to bring a minchas sesochim according to the requirements of an aisle and not the requirements of a kevis. What's the difference? One isar and two isarim. And the same thing, we got to be shlish sehen, avi sehen. Exactly. Right. So you need that oi, to tell us the pilgus. So to Mahani Khan Yama that Rabbi Yechonim Yama Beriyu is a machloikis what the pilgus is. Is it a beriyu b'fnei atzmai or is it a suffix? So Rabbi Yechonim says just like there's something known as a kevis and there's something known as an aisle, there's something known as a pilgus.
Separate category.
And it's a separate category of a beriyu. And that's why I need the oi la'aisle to tell you that just like by kvasim there's a din of bringing your minchas sesachim, and by elim the din of minchas sesachim, a pilgus also requires minchas sesachim.
How much would you bring then, though?
Same, just like an aisle. Same as an aisle. It's zukti mara. I'm sorry?
Eo means or.
Oi means or, yeah, correct. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Ha nichal av yechem yom beriyu. This did not. Hikrivoi. If you brought a pilgus instead of an ayil, in other words, it's something that you required an ayil, you took upon yourself an ayil, or those things that require an ayil, like an ayil osham, you have to bring an ayil. So what's the din? And he brought a pilgus instead, maybe a lovniski ayil, like we just said, you add the niski ayil. Why would you add the niski ayil? Because of that oi, the or that Shelley just told us about. Ve'ino oi le mezivchoi. However, he was not yoitze his carbon. So if he had to go and bring an ayil osham, not all oshamas have an ayil, right?
No, only the keshem namach.
Good, very good. So you have the Asham Gzelis, Asham Shivcharufa, Asham Elois, your Asham Tola, you have to bring an Asham from an Ayil, and you brought a Pilgus instead. Okay, it's a kosher carbon.
It's a beryon, though, so therefore you
just... It's not an Ayil.
It's true, but that's the Oy Ayil comes to include the Pilgus that you have to bring the Minchas to Sochem. And that's Omer Yochanan. Oy La Ayil, Rabbis, Pilgus. Not only had it really been an Ayil, had you waited, wait until it gets into its past its 13th month, and now it's a real bona fide Ayil, and then you'd be Yoitzi or Karbin, you'd bring your Minchas to Sochem. But he was as Reza Makdiman type of guy, and he was in the middle of that 13th month, and therefore he made a bubu when he brought it.
But he doesn't count for his own.
And therefore he's going to have to bring a brand new aisle after that. That's all going to contribute.
You can't ram it through.
You can't ram it through, because an aisle is a ram. Very good. According to Barpada, the whole Indian of a pilgus, it's a suffix. I don't know. Is it a kevis in the night? Is it a kevis in the night? You know, it's like a tumban drugan, a dragoness. I don't know. Is it a zocher in the kevis?
Kvi.
Exactly. So all of these are suffix. And therefore, do I need an oi to go and be marbe suffix? Whenever we ask that nigmar, it's because...
Yesh suffix kapi ma'ala?
Exactly. It's one thing we b'nei Adam don't know. But the Bein Shalom has sveikas. The Gadi Baruch knows exactly what the status of this is. So tomorrow, vada barbada kasha. He is incorrect. According to Barpada, taka avakasha, how is he going to learn this oi? If he's going to learn the oi at la'ayil, the rabbi says, a pilgus, it's shachrol musi seika. Says, if shat is, no, he doesn't learn it from here, he learns it from somewhere else. Where does he learn it from? So I know this is taka kasha, so blaib shiver and barpada. Okay, so now let's continue on. We're not finished. We're almost done, Rabbi Yisai, but not yet. We're still in the parasha of parasha Shlach, and we're talking about the Minchas Hatzachim. Kochi yoros v'lashora echel ayel echel sebakvasim oy v'izem. Again, if you look through the whole parasha Shlach and the parasha Nesachim, it goes through the Bokar, mit the Tzoyim, mit the Ayil, mit the Keves. So why does the pasuk at the end have to have this Kocha Yeyosa, Ashor Echel, Ayil Echel, Sebek Vosim? It's just, it's a nice summary at the end. But the Torah doesn't bring summaries unless it comes to tell you, so what do I need it for? Ashor Echel, Ma Tam Aloymer, Fisha Betzin, Shogol, Gosh, Ben Niske Ayil, Niske Keves, Yochan Achlik, Ben Niske Par, Niske Egel. Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful thought. Ayil is a double ket, not devil, but a keves grows into an ayil, now they have different nesachim. So maybe the same thing as if I start off with an egel, which is a young calf, which eventually becomes a par, maybe they should also have differences in the amount of nesachim.
Finally get a discount.
Tam aloyim alishar ha'echa, no, shor across the board from day one, shor ben yoyim ikri shor, for whether it's one day, of course you can't bring it, you have to wait until 8 days. Mask him. But whenever you bring it, it's already considered to be a full-fledged shor legabi minchas nesachim. Okay, so that's the shor ech. Then it continues the pasuk, oy la'ayil. Ma tamalema. The fish of Matsina shor legabi ben niske ben shon, niske ben shtayim, yochan achli ben shtim, niske ben shtayim, niske ben shalosh. Maybe just like the kevis grows into an ayil, the ayil grows into something else. Ayil plus an ayil zokain, and therefore maybe we should go and add to the nesachim. Tamon al ayil echad by elam, it's all one. So once you hit that 14th month, you're beyond the 13th month. This ayil remains an ayil for the rest of its life. Now the pasuk continues. Said back vasim ma tamalem. If you should betina shechol dekot ben niske keves and niske ayil by the zochar yochanachli ben niske kivza and niske rechela. Rechela is the equivalent of the feminine ayil. In other words, kivza is like the keves, rechela is like the ayil. So maybe then we should take a chilik and say when it's still a kivza, it's the din of a keves. When once it's a rechela, it's the din of an ayil. Tamalem alay said back vasim. In other words, by the Yes, Shelly.
A ram is never female.
Ram is never female.
Okay. Yes, if it's Rechela, so it's Rechela.
So what's the what's the female form of a ram?
A you.
No, that's.
I say a lamb.
You say a lamb. Okay, so we're on the lamb now. We are running away from the ram, and we're on the lamb.
So what's the havamina that we have a niske keves is three lugin. And niske al should be how much? What's the flow?
You know the difference between the keves and the ayil, right?
Right.
So okay, so Gemara says I would think the same thing applies in the feminine form, the kivsa and the rechela. The answer is no. It makes no difference whether it's a kivsa or a rechela. It's the same thing. What's the same thing like the kivsa? In other words, it does not graduate and go up. It stays as a kivsa. Or the seba kvas. It remains kvas.
So now, a female of a 14-month-old. Female sheep,
yeah,
still only requires three lugin.
Exactly. Can you imagine? I know you're devastated. Yeah, I'm also devastated. But that's what it says.
I'm surprised. Okay.
I'm as shocked as you are. Okay. What about oy v'izim? Ma tam aloyim. Right. We're still continuing that same pasuk. Yeah. Pasuk continues on oy v'izim. So after ma tam aloyim, fishem etzim and shalik kosim bein niskei kevin and niskei ayil. Yochel nachli bein niskei gedi. In this case, soil. Same thing should be like having a goat. Come on, don't discriminate. That a gdi, when it's in 1 year, be like a keves, and a soil should be like an ayil. In other words, make distinctions. Tamaloyim, oyva izim, no, they all have the din just like the keves. So therefore, in this whole big parasha of kvasim and izim, which are all part of the tzoin family, the only one that goes up in Minchas Nesachim is the male ayil, not the females, and not by the izim. And we're going to see that once again summarized in a month. Amra Papa. Yes, Charlie.
A clarification that I forgot about. After the first year, actually after the 24th month, we call it the lamb, a female lamb, an ewe.
E-W-E. Oh, very good. Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay, and then later... Okay, later it's called the yearling.
The yearling.
Up to one is usually, and you sometimes up to two.
Okay.
Then it becomes.
I think you're right.
You be right.
Okay, everybody, you be right. Okay.
Let's hold the comments till the Mishnah. Go ahead.
Shelley, if you have time today and you have nothing else to do, I recommend that you please put together a full chart of all the different names and the different years, so we have a clarity on this point.
That you can
speak to Mary, who had a little lamb.
Ah, very good. Excellent. Amir Rav Papa, Bodiklan Rava, Niske Rechele Bekama. after learning this whole Gemara and being worn out to the bone, Rapapa says that Rava was Boidik, and he asked, in other words, he gave us a test. He said, Rechela Bekama, how much do you bring by the Rechela? And he brought a raya from the following Mishnah. Gedi Mishamish. Now, what means Gedi? Here, the Gedi doesn't mean an actual physical animal, but rather when you want to the Beis HaMikdash, and you were bringing your minchas nesachim, so you could theoretically bring your own mincha along your own flour, you could theoretically bring along your own wine, you could theoretically bring your own shemen, but a lot of people wanted to take it easy, and they figured, worst off a schleppen, the kohen's going to ask me 100 questions, is the yain mavushel, and how do I know, and it, it's only 40 days.
How old
days.
Is it? Is it still red? Is it still,
exactly.
Is it
the whole
gas expiration?
So I'm just going to buy from the gizbar, and the gizbar sold.
And they get tickets, they stand in line.
And one of the tickets was a figure of a gedi. And that told you that this is going to be the minchas nesachim for the younger keves. It says now the Gemara that this gedi wasn't only for a keves, but it was mishamish niske tzoyin shel gedoylim v'shel ketanim shel zechorim v'shel nekevois chutz mishel eilim.
Exactly.
This gedi was good across the board. Gedoylim ketanim means l'grabe the ezim. Makes no difference whether the ez is a gedi or whether it's a soyer. The gedi stamp or gedi receipt,
the ticket
works. Shel zecharim v'shel nekevis. It also works for the zecharim nekevis of tzoyin, meaning of the kevis, as well as the kivsa, as well as the rechela. The only one that we left out was the ayil. Chut mishel elim. Then the gedi was not good for the elim. For that, you had to have a larger ticket or a different ticket, but presumably that said ayil on it. Otherwise, everything else is across the board the same. Thank you all for your patience and for your participation and for your assistance.
One brief question.